Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good? It's Skyline time.
Stay safe on the roads with Rain-X Vision Beam Wiper Blades, now at Menards. For over 40 years, Rain-X has provided drivers with products to outsmart the elements. Their Vision Beam Wiper Blades are easy to install and are designed to provide a smooth, streak-free wipe every time. Save big money on all Rain-X products now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Juan Soto, Josh Bell. I know you guys know. We need to go through like the logistics of all of it. Juan Soto, Josh Bell traded to the Nationals for Mackenzie Gore, CJ Abrams, Robert Hassel, James Wood, and Yarlin Susana. Almost called it verbatim. I think the thing I got wrong was I don't think I had put James Wood in there. One time I had Robert Gasser, who did end up getting traded, and I've talked about Yarlin Susana as somebody that would be targeted, so I feel pretty dang good about a lot of that. I just didn't know that they would trade James Wood and Robert Hassel. I kind of turned a little bit when it was like, they're going to trade everybody. When it was like, they're going to get everybody, I was thinking, okay, well, James Wood and Robert Hassel would be the get. The Juan Soto making his debut wearing number 22, by the way, and maybe most importantly, just as a confirmation, I guess not that we needed it, but hitting two in the lineup, which will be in front of Manny Machado. And then whatever they decide to do with Tatis, if Tatis hits three and Machado hits four, or I don't know, man, they got Profar leading off. Maybe Tatis gets to that leadoff spot. What if it's Tatis, Soto, and Machado as a one?
It's just crazy, dude. Like, this lineup is so good now, but look, you got to make sure adding Soto doesn't just automatically put you into the playoffs. I mean, you got to go out there and get it. Tatis has to come back. We still don't have any like real confirmed date of when he's coming back, right?
We don't have a confirmed date, but what we do have is that he's set to go out and play in a minor league game next week. I'm not giving you like a full on confirmation, I suppose, because I'm not saying, hey, next Wednesday he's doing it, but they said next week, the expectation is he would go out and play a minor league game. Doesn't seem like, something I'm going to have to be on the eyes for is if he freaking comes out here to Complex and plays a game or two. All right, I'll be into that, but they'll probably send him just somewhere close. I don't know if they're going to send him for a lot of at bats because just let him work it out at the major league level, but he's still with the Padres. There's a video of him hugging Soto. They're best friends. I didn't even know that they were best friends. And
Tatis and Soto are best friends.
Yeah. I didn't even know it.
Is that what you said?
Idea. Yeah.
I'm going to go do karate in the garage. All right.
Yeah. Whatever they got to do.
It's just a weird, you know, you'd think that'd be talked up a little bit more in this trade. Or, you know, maybe Soto really wants to go to San Diego because his best friend plays there. I didn't hear that one time.
I never heard that either.
It's just kind of
not
crazy.
Once. And then it just popped up and it was like, I guess Tatis was like, oh, we're best
once,
friends.
Ricky.
Nope. So when that lineup comes up, it's going to be sick. He's going to be out there. So it looks like Tatis, if you want to be optimistic, it's probably, so what was the first, the 8th, the 15th? The 15th is maybe the week of the 15th is a time that he could return. And I'll tell you this, the Padres will be the most unbettable no run first inning in the league. You'll never be able to bet because the whole thing is, you know, the concept is no runs are scored. And I don't care what the pitcher is, if you got to go up against those three, why would you ever bet on the Padres that's the first three that they've got to go through? No, thanks. I'll pass.
They'll be an unbettable no run first inning every single time, right? Like they're just going to be minus an insane amount every time.
You know what it'll actually probably be? They'll probably try to give you plus money on no run first inning. So people want to bet it, and they're going to be consistently wanting to bet that there's no run scored. And that's never one that I'm going to want to play. You know, that'll be a goofy thing. Cause, and now the minus money will be the run to be scored in the first inning. That'll be the craziness of it. So here was the biggest shocker of this trade post deadline. The stupid Nationals option CJ Abrams. They also option Luke Voit. I forgot Luke Voit was added into this trade after Hosmer rejected it. Lots of fun chaos. They optioned both of them.
What? Yeah, Welsh very heated about this.
That pissed me off because it was like, this is a huge boost for CJ Abrams. He's going to get an opportunity. Let him go. And they option him.
So what is the optioning even for? Like, is it just because he's been bad when he's been up, or is there anything that can happen with service time at this point anymore or what?
So he's crossed the prospect eligibility. So like him breaking camp with the team next year doesn't mean anything. It has to be a service time situation. It has to be some type of service manipulation. I don't know if it's like super twos or whichever one it is. Maybe you could argue that the team, now this is not an uncommon thing, is sometimes the teams want their developmental guys to get a little handle on them before they bring them up. And only reason behind that would be maybe because he's not walking, but it seems silly. Like, what are the Nationals doing? Like, you need to make sure you get those. You need to keep Cesar Hernandez at second so you don't move Mikel Franco off a third. That's ridiculous. Even the outfield. I mean, Victor Robles sucks. Yadier Hernandez and Lane Thomas are the other outfielders. If Abrams is your future, you play him now. So it just kind of ate up the fantasy value. I do think he's going to come back up, and I hope it's going to be soon. So if people had dropped him in redraft, I guess I would re-speculate. But I don't know. I thought this was going to be one of the biggest things that happened, and it didn't. It's option him. They're so stupid. Nationals suck.
I agree, man. It's a poorly run franchise. They are not doing things correct there. So
I wish Soto was playing right now, though. When did they start up? We're not going to be.
Abrams has to get called back up again this year, right? Or do you think they just keep him down the whole year?
Yeah, so I just said, I was like, I think he's going to come back up shortly. Maybe it's going to be super short lived. Maybe there's a little bit of manipulation that goes into it. If they were to keep him down the whole year, that would be some just clear manipulation going on.
Pitchforks and torches.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Stay safe on the roads with Rain-X Vision Beam Wiper Blades. Now at Menards. For over 40 years, Rain-X has provided drivers with products to outsmart the elements. Their Vision Beam Wiper Blades are easy to install and are designed to provide a smooth, streak-free wipe every time. Save big money on all Rain-X products now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
Saving money on all your electrical needs at Menards. From wire, tools, testers, and more, Southwire is the perfect choice for your next electrical project. They offer innovative products to help you get your project done right. Hurry in today and save big on all Southwire products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Stay safe on the roads with Rain-X Vision Beam Wiper Blades, now at Menards. For over 40 years, Rain-X has provided drivers with products to outsmart the elements. Their Vision Beam Wiper Blades are easy to install and are designed to provide a smooth, streak-free wipe every time. Save big money on all Rain-X products now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
It's not what you did, son, that angers me, son. It's who you did it to.
Who? That nobody?
That nobody.
ITL.
From a fantasy value perspective, Juan Soto, the biggest boost. Josh Bell, I think, is a pretty big boost. We talked about him hitting over 300 with some decent bombs. He is such a freaking upgrade off of Eric Hosmer. It's not even funny. And it makes his lineup when Tatis is back, you know, the top 4-5 is it's pretty much the dumbest in baseball, but they've got to be able to continuously be able to actually pitch, close out games, which, oh yeah, by the way, they got Josh Hader. No big deal. And they got Mr. Sad Face. Well, they made Devin Williams Mr. Sad Face by getting
Mr. Sad Sack. Jesus. Hopefully San Diego gets a big injection into team morale and all that stuff, because apparently Hader is the best teammate in the history of baseball. So
yeah, we found out during the broadcast, we're like, apparently Hader was like the greatest guy on the planet, because Devin Williams, it looked like his life was ruined. Like, it looked like literally it was like a guy talking about his career being over. He was so depressed about being the closer for Milwaukee because he lost his buddy. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I don't think I would be as sad as he was if I lost you, Bogman. And I don't think you would be as sad as you lost me. He's the saddest man on the planet.
He was so sad. He definitely, there's a big Eeyore vibe going on for him. So
I want a Photoshop of it in black and white, and then just like rain coming down on him.
Just start the goth kid quotes. Life is pain. Life is pain. Only pain.
The people's questions, of course, are going to be Hassel and Wood. There's no chance. This is the biggest question. It's kind of annoying sometimes. No, they're not coming up this year. There's no chance they're coming up this year. There's a shot you could get them in 2 years. Neither one is coming up next year either, but they've got one of the sicker outfield. It's actually kind of like the Diamondbacks potential when you look at, the Diamondbacks having Alec Thomas and Drew Jones and Corbin Carroll. They're going to have Elijah Green, James Wood, and Robert Hassel.
Actually think Drew Jones will ever play a game?
He just got, well, Drew Jones will, just not this year. He's having surgery.
Might not be ready for the beginning of next year either, from what we read.
They said the same thing about Lawler.
He'll be fine. Did you see my private chat thing? I said, the funniest joke that I cannot say on this show at all. So
yeah, it's always bad when you have a really good one. This is a really good one.
I know.
No.
Nope. Can't do it at all.
No. So. I mean, maybe in Milwaukee. Maybe. Maybe in Milwaukee. Oh, I got you back. I got you back on that one.
Yep. Yep.
So also, you know, the only thing we hadn't talked about with this, you were sitting at 51%. You know, I never really kind of got your shock level that this actually happened.
I mean, I wasn't shocked when you saw the deal, right? When you saw all the stuff going back, it was just, I mean, dude, they couldn't work out deals for Wilson Contreras and Ian Happ. Sometimes these teams just get real weird about trading guys. And when you're trading, the best player in franchise history, if you're the Nationals, you know, I guess maybe they get the Expo stuff too, which I always find stupid. But,
you think it was bigger, Soto or Harper?
Soto. I think Soto. They won a World Series with Soto, so yeah. I think it's him. I guess Harper probably won more awards there and stuff. But Zimmerman was huge too. I guess you just think in terms of the Nationals, as long as they've been around. I think it was 2007 when they started. It's not surprising. But I also like if they said, "Oh, it fell apart with everyone." Also would have not been shocked, because he was not a free agent after this year. So, you know, their backs weren't pressed against the wall, but they were offered a big enough package of players to do this. This is what they should have got for Trey Turner and Max Scherzer last year. They should have got this same type of haul from the Dodgers, and they got like, you know, four Uber drivers and a catcher. So I didn't understand that at all.
It's got real Cardinal Diamondback vibes of Paul Goldschmidt vibes.
Yeah, well, yeah.
What they ended up trading. From a rank perspective, I just closed it. I just pulled it up. The new ranks that are coming up this week, probably on Friday, they should be released. One of the biggest boosters we'll talk about was actually at first base. Josh Bell right behind him, though. I've got Josh Bell. Let's see. I haven't fixed the numbers, yeah. Screwing me up here.
You never fix the numbers.
I do at the end. I do. That's like the last thing I do is I go in because I have tiers. So that's the thing that screws everything up is I use tiers, so I can't just like numerically look. And he just finishes in now as a first baseman one, a top first baseman. You could have argued before that he was in that spot. I think there was some other upside plays. And it's in a pretty good tier, but Josh Bell with San Diego, he moves up and he stays as a first baseman.
He might need to be on that list of guys that got the biggest boost because, you know, you talk about what you're hitting in front of now versus what you were in Washington. I mean, Soto was ahead of you, but Soto's not even having, a good year by his standards. So hitting
that's
behind Machado and Soto and Tatis,
that's a sneaky pretty
thing. Goddamn good spot to be in.
Well, also what makes it so sneaky is he's a 300 hitter with the RBI opportunity with those guys in front. Like, you could argue, like, is San Diego a better place for him to hit? No, not really. He's already a 300 hitter. I think his power is what it is, but he could probably increase by 30 to 40% his RBI output simply by having these guys in front of him. So that makes him exponentially better. He is inside the top first baseman that you would start in fantasy. Soto, who is a little bit of a question, I think, throughout the whole year and just as far as how elite he is, I ended up putting Judge in his own tier. Judge just gets his own outfield tier rest of season. And then I've got a little clump where I have Soto in with like Julio, Acuna. I put Alvarez in there, even though Alvarez is probably at the bottom of this right now. And technically Tatis qualifies in the outfield, and I'm throwing him right back into that mix. So Soto is into that top tier two, top 10 overall player. And something to watch for is, I wonder if Soto runs a little bit more. You could argue that maybe he runs a little bit less because there's such insanely good bats that are behind him and you don't want to screw up opportunities, but that team is not afraid to be aggressive.
They run.
And they like to run. So they might just let him run. So if the run output jumps up, I could see Soto becoming the number two overall player in fantasy rest of season. So he got a pretty big boost. And I would have given CJ Abrams a boost into the middle infield category just by speculation, but now he's not. Gore is the only other question. Gore is the only other one because I don't know his health. I don't know what his current health situation is. He will be a starter. He should be a starter the rest of the year unless they want to maintain the innings.
The Padres actually are not running at all this year. I guess I didn't realize this. They're 27th in the league. They only have 31 stolen bases total. So Washington has like 43. So
Tatis.
Yeah. Tatis obviously is a huge chunk of that. So
yeah, what I was saying is they will give the green light. The green light is out there, but they don't have aggressive base stealers. Like Machado has stolen some, but Cronenworth is not an aggressive base stealer. Kim really wasn't. Profar isn't really. Like, Soto wanted to steal more bases, and you might feel a lot more empowered. See, you could play it both ways. You could say, oh, I don't want to steal so much because there's great guys behind me. But you also say, hey, listen, we're willing to be more aggressive because we've got great batters that can pick it up even if we're thrown out. So they might be willing to do that. And that's something I'm speculating that Soto might jump up on that. And if if we see Gore healthy and back in the rotation, he's definitely going to be worth a solid streaming spot, but it is the Nationals. So that was our big morning trade. From kind of an impactful standpoint, the other one, Tyler, I'm just kind of going down the list of the big ones. Tyler Mahle was traded from the Cincinnati Reds to the Twins for Spencer Steer, Christian Encarnacion Strand, and Steven Azar. I'm going to back off my Steer stuff because of Jose Barrero. Christian Encarnacion Strand hits the ball really hard, but is not anyone you need to worry about. No is Hajar right now. So the Reds just got future pieces, which I'll talk about on Prospect One. Tyler Mahle, though, going to a huge run support team with some solid defense and, again, run support. This
saving money on all your electrical needs at Menards. From wire, tools, testers, and more, Southwire is the perfect choice for your next electrical project. They offer innovative products to help you get your project done right. Hurry in today and save big on all Southwire products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Was actually voted as one of the most fantasy impactful moves, and I think got like number two as far as pitchers go in our chat we did the other day.
And you got to also I don't think I heard you say it, but you get out of that ballpark. You get out of Great American Small Park and you go to Minnesota, which is known more as a pitcher's park. So there's no downside to Mahle leaving.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready.
104 innings, 9.83 K per nine on the season. Walks were a little bit up, but homers were down. And he was one of those guys where the ERA was inflated, but he had an expected ERA down to 3.20. He had a 4.4 ERA with an xERA of 3.20, which he's never had. I'm looking here. He's never had a full run differential. It's actually usually within like 0.2 or 3 of each other. It's never looked like that. This is the biggest one. He has a 3.8 Sierra, which is better than last year. And he is actually, here's a fun fact, Mally Sierra has improved every single season of his career. It has gotten better and better. And now you put him on a team that is going to force a whole lot of wins. This is a huge buy on the second half. If assuming trade deadlines are kind of still looming out there for people. I loved this freaking move because I thought the Twins needed to make moves. They also got another big one, was Jorge Lopez, and it answered a major question, Boggs. He got the first save already. First save opportunity out there. That is what we needed to see, because they said he would get the bulk, but they were kind of weird about, like, they didn't just say, oh, he's our closer. They're like, no, he should get most of them because they've got Johan Duran. They've got Emilio Pagan. But everybody that has been holding on to Duran all season long, I mean, listen.
Waiting for it to happen, and here comes a trade deadline.
Lopez has been so good. If you're holding on that he's going to get a bulk of saves, the only reason you're doing it at this point is because you think Jorge Lopez gets hurt. At this point, he's been too good. I'd be comfortable to dump Duran in any redraft right now. I think he's a closer of the future, theoretically, but Lopez, his value is his value got better. And usually closers like him don't. We see he is the quintessential closer that you draft and you're just like, well, this is going to screw me in the most important time. Like, you got lucky in one of our
many years of Brian Fuentes with that
too. Totally. Me. Mark Melanson was a prime example of those. You saved with Gregory Soto. Gregory Soto is another one of those prime example guys that he should have been shipped off, and he becomes a seventh or eighth inning guy, and he didn't. And Lopez,
how available 100% sport league.
I know. So. I need some saves. So we might need to chat again. And Lopez was not only able to keep a job, but he went to an exponentially better team. And that was a huge boost. So I think the Twins actually did a killer job if they're going to kind of try to maintain. They need Buxton to be healthy. They need him to start hitting for contact. Jose Miranda is starting to pick it up right now. They added some pitching, which was of desperate need. And the Twins, I think, are someone to very, very much worry about. I don't know if you're in the same camp with me on the Twins.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're leading the division right now. So, it's a big race in the American League to get, one of those playoff spots, whether it's through your division or in a wild card. But they're absolutely dangerous. They're, in control right now. So they're a team to watch for sure.
Do you think this is probably not the case. Do you think any of the projections are dictating the trades quite yet? Do you think they've made those moves?
Like
if there is, I know a lot of them, like the most likely one to make real changes is the bad X, because there's a ballpark factors and stuff like that.
Right.
So probably most of them wouldn't. The reason I ask this is because I know we talked about Whit Merrifield and there are questions with him. I think it's undeniable that him hitting two, if Springer is banged up, maybe Whit leads off, but if he's not, he could hit two. And then you put like Vlad and Bo behind him and Kirk. Is a huge boost. Let him run.
Is he playing every day? Do you think Witt's playing every day? I mean, he's not having the year that he usually has. So hopefully they let him run a little bit more. But you've talked about Santiago Espinal and how good he's been this year. I'm sure
he's where it was leading to is because Witt's flexible and. But obviously
they've got Springer. I guess Alejandro Kirk is your DH isn't the best. Teoscar. Lourdes Gurriel, none of these guys are coming out. I think Kirk is like the one guy that can come out. Maybe
I think Jansen can come out. Jansen can come
sure,
out.
Oh, sure, sure. Yeah, Jansen can come out. So you move Kirk to catcher and have Whit play in there, I guess. But
my point with this is kind of
might be the nine hitter for this team.
He could. I wouldn't excuse that as well. If he hits nine, it does change a little bit of it. But if he hits two and he's a table setter, that is a big thing. But there's a couple of things that is why I brought this up. He's flexible in that they don't have to take Espinal off all the time. They can throw him in the outfield, which then allows them Springer to maybe be exact Springer. They may want to try to save those legs. He goes out into the outfield. Springer could DH a little bit more. I think you get everyday at bats from Witt by his flexibility. But the bat X projections on him the rest of the season, 3 homers, 10 stolen bases, which would leave him 9 homers and 25 stolen bases with about a 255 batting average when all is said and done. Not good. It's not great. That's not great for the cost.
Not what we drafted for him. That's for sure. Yeah.
Not at all what you drafted for. I'd still make the bet.
You have any shares of Witt, by the way?
I unfortunately do. I do. I have them in both the Roto and the what the hell is it? The Roto and the head to head. I got him both and I paid relatively high cost because they're such deep leagues and not super happy about that.
I see. Yeah. Do you think he's still on Cameo?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah. Look and see if he's still on Cameo. Cause I would, I'd be curious because, you know, obviously with the no vaccine stuff, I can only imagine the requests that he's getting from these people on Cameo. So,
If people don't know, by the way, he, one of our ITL army members,
Justin Walker. Yeah.
Justin Walker got a video from him and it mentioned us, and I think he was like, I don't know what in this league is, but blah, blah, blah.
I don't know what ITL is, but apparently you have it and you won. Yeah. So congratulations. I mean, he's monotone the whole time, but
so guess what?
He still did it.
He's still there. I'm trying to look, though. I don't know if he does them in season. He did one of the reviews.
What does the review say?
I can't say. Well, it's the headline of what it is. It looks like it's an expletive or something like that, but oh my god, you know what, hold on, I'm gonna pull up one of these videos just so we can hear him. Are you ready
this is the rabbit hole. Yep. This is, and
it was this right
shout
here.
Out to the rabbit hole, by the way.
It was this one right here. I was okay. Like, what is that title supposed to be? He costs $100 to book a Cameo. It's $15 to message him, and if you want
$15 just to
video,
message him,
I guess. I mean, this sounds like OnlyFans. And then $700 to book a business video of him, which
yeah,
is
you know, it's funny. So scroll down a little bit. That one from Meredith from The Office, the redhead right there.
Yeah.
I see that one on some stupid mobile game that I play all the time.
Oh,
it's
really?
Like, it's like, hey, it's Meredith from The Office. You need to take a break and play this game and blah, 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 blah. It's like, but you can see the Cameo watermark on it still. So
yeah,
it's just kind of
so
weird.
Check this out. Here's a video. It looks like he has a black eye. He got beat up. So this is how his video goes.
This is Whit Merrifield of the Kansas City Royals. Just want to take a minute to wish you a happy birthday. Hope you have a great one. Thanks for being a fan of the Royals and a fan of myself. And just
America's
wanted to let you know that Alec, Ashley, being an ace, think you're the best and want to wish you a happy birthday.
Dude, looks like he
so
got
happy birthday.
Thank you. Royals. Okay, go Royals. Yep, yeah, don't think you want that
the
anymore.
The cast of Get Out says happy birthday.
It looks like he got beat up in that. Like all of these are saying, look at how, why is his head so, look at how tiny his head is in this one.
Hey, Rhonda. This is Merrifield here in North Carolina. Unfortunately,
raise
not
up
in Kansas
at the
City,
small helmet exhibit.
Maybe soon. Maybe soon. This is a special day. It was a great day for me. Being
America's
able to be
no longer free.
Spend it with my mom. Hope you guys had a great Mother's Day. Jessica, Casey, and Nick.
All right, Whit. All
yeah,
right.
I mean, there's enough of Whit Merrifield's.
I'm Twitter, having fun with Whit. I'm having some fun so. With Whit. But that's who he is. And I have to find that video where he talks about it. That would actually be one of the. I haven't even thought about this. What a great clip that would be. Whit Merrifield being like, I don't know what an in this league is or an ITL is, but I should pull that clip to put into something. We got to find that. Justin Walker.
It's like
someone hit him up.
There's like the PFF podcast before their stuff starts. It's all the people going, I will never use PFF again in my life. They're trash. Like that's how they start off their show. It's hilarious.
Oh, you know, that would be fun if we started like getting cameos of players being like, I don't know what in this league is. What the hell is it in this? And we just get a bunch of those. That would be great. Did you know a couple years ago, Julio Rodriguez was on Cameo for $25 and I almost got one for us,
man.
And I didn't do it. He'd be like, $500.
Did he quit doing it because his wrist won't hold the camera anymore? Is that why he stopped?
No, because I bet you booked one and then he's
that's right. You're right. You know what? That is. That's right.
Yeah. All right. So we kind of talked about Whit there. yeah, the Phillies made a whole bunch of roster changes. None that I think are spectacular, but you could argue maybe one of the bigger closer impacts. I actually asked this question to Kelly Kirby on Fantasy Pros Bogs. What do you think was a bigger fantasy move? Jorge Lopez as a closer with the Orioles, moving to the Twins as a closer who might share a couple, David Robertson moving over to the Phillies and becoming the closer. Which one do you think is bigger?
Lopez. I think that they're going to be a little more consistent than Philly. So I would say him. But I mean, look, if he is the closer, I mean, you know, there's some, even Ross Resource has it as him and Sir Anthony Dominguez, of course. But I think there's no competition for Lopez, and the Twins are probably a little more stable than Philly. So I would have to say Lopez in that one.
I was just looking here. Don't think I'm going to hit my bet, of course, today that we did on. I had to do a live bet.
He had three.
He just gave up to Peralta, just gave up two earned runs. We'll talk about him here in a second. No, but he's already up to 60 pitches. He has three strikeouts, gave up two earned runs. How much further did it? He would need to strike out here.
Give him one more inning.
And then they got to give him one more inning.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus plans November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today for 10% off your first month.
For the win. If he gets a strikeout here, we got a chance, but he's already up to 60 pitches and they pulled. And no one cares, I know, but I had a wheel bet where I had to make
a bet. Come on,
they
all care about a bet that was 2 days ago. Come on.
Yeah, I had to make a bet. And I made it on Freddie Peralta's return of strikeouts, which is only at 4.5, which I really like that number with the stupid Pirates. But yep, he's already been pulled, so it's already over. Ah, there goes, waste of money.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
David Robertson, I actually agree that Jorge Lopez was the answer. Kelly liked Robertson in here, but that was a solid move because, again, he's one of those dudes. 100% gets traded, and he becomes a middle relief guy to never be heard of again. And that did not happen in this case. Obviously, the biggest name was Noah Syndergaard was traded to Philly for Mickey Moniak and Jadiel Sanchez. And they also acquired Brandon Marsh for Logan Ohapi. Logan Ohapi goes to the Angels. Marsh, I know we've talked about him platooning. I don't really know if he's going to be a full
platoon. I think he's going to be the most day center fielder, like 3 out of 4 days, 75%, something like that.
He didn't get in the lineup today yet. He must not have made it. Verling was in center hitting eighth, and they have quite a bit of lefty. Well, I guess they got this roster so weird. It's like lefty, righty, 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 lefty, 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 righty. Like they don't have a, they don't do the cool mix. They just throw them all out there. But none of the lefties really work as far as batting average.
Well, what did their manager just be like? We got to be organized. So let's do all the lefties first and then all the righties. That's what we want. We don't want to break it up. I guess screw not. With pitching at all. So,
but I didn't, nothing really speaks to me here. I mean, Syndergaard is just kind of poop. Like I'm not interested in him a whole bunch. I don't know if he's much more than you could argue a higher end streamer. He does have a 3.8 ERA, but his strikeouts are super low. The walks are kind of there. He's limited homers and he's got a chance at some more wins. He only had 5 on the year with the stupid Angels, but I think he's like in a 10 or 12 man. He's like a higher end streamer at best, even with the Phillies. Yeah. It doesn't really do much for me.
I think you're right.
Jose Quintana and Jordan Montgomery, the new rotation pieces for the Cardinals. Quintana and Chris Stratton actually were traded for Malcolm Nunez and Johan Oviedo. Jordan Montgomery was a straight up trade. Well, there's a player to be named later, but Harrison Bader is probably going to be a fourth outfielder for the Yankees. And Jordan Montgomery, which when we saw that trade, I was like, oh God, they're getting a pitcher. Like they're coming. They're going to get another pitcher. They're going to get, you know, whatever. Da da da. That's why they would trade Montgomery. Nope. They just were consolidating. And Frankie Montas obviously was something that pushed him off and expendable, but the Cardinals got a couple pieces. I think Jordan Montgomery is a beneficiary here. I like this move for him in sticking with the Cardinals. There's still win opportunities. It's a killer defense, probably a better ballpark to pitch.
Definitely
in
a better ballpark, even though I think St. Louis is somewhat middle of the road in terms of hitting and pitching, but better than Yankee Stadium for sure, especially a lefty Yankee Stadium. So yeah, I mean, big, decent size move for Jordan Montgomery and Quintana, you know, Quintana, a decent, get some lefties in there. So now they actually have a full filled out rotation. They don't have to, you know, depend on Flaherty or Mats or any of these other hurt guys and too many injuries. So this kind of, you know, levels out their rotation. So I like it for him.
Montgomery only a 7.61 K per nine on the year. So kind of low, like Syndergaard, but an under 2 walk per nine, which you really, really love to see. 3.69 ERA with a 3.62 xFIP. So both keep pretty low. Now goes with the Cardinals. He's got his home run rate isn't anything to be worried about, but he's going to be able to keep the ball more in the park. There's a better defense. Maybe not as, you know, 95% of the offensive support. I'm a fan of this move. And I think that's a, if I don't know if he's sitting out there, what do you think the ownership is on him?
I'm going to take a look. Montgomery, 50%.
50%. All right. I'm going to look on Yahoo. Let's see later. Jordan Montgomery. Let's see how close you are. Jordan Monch. Why didn't this work here? Jordan Montgomery's owner percentage is 67%, actually.
Okay. On a little bit more Yahoo. Than I thought.
Yeah. Probably some pickups on the Cardinals this year. A funny thing that just happened. It wasn't a targeted ad or anything like that, but I happened to just open up Twitter and first thing I see is Lisa Ann promoting her cameo. And by the way, her cameo picture is like peak Lisa Ann. Like,
is there
absolutely
any
smoking.
Way that a cameo from Lisa Ann is less than $500?
Okay, so that's what I was going to ask you, is who is more,
not
Merrifield
chance.
Or Lisa Ann?
Definitely Lisa Ann. Lisa Ann's getting flooded with requests. Nobody cares about Whit Merrifield.
Okay.
God bless you, Whit Merrifield. But I mean, you're saying happy birthday to, you know, the whitest family in Kansas City. I think the it's way more diverse, the audience for Lisa Ann, first off. And I think it is huge. Is it less than $500?
Well, I'll tell you, Whit Merrifield's like, happy birthday, Zach and Karen. Thank you very much. Those are all of his videos.
Yes.
Now, Lisa Ann's is more than Whit Merrifield, but you are going to be shocked at the price box.
If it's less than $250, I don't know if I'll believe it.
If it's less than $250, will you get one for ITL?
No, I will not.
What if it was half of that price?
There is not a chance. I'm just not spending over $100 to get a hello from Lisa Ann. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm spending on something else. You know, you got me quite a nice cameo from a certain somebody during our Christmas special that was a little bit more than what Cameo usually gets.
I mean, it wasn't crazy expensive. It was way less than whatever you're going to say. It was less than Whit Merrifield. I know that.
Okay.
So,
well, and it was, you know, a little bit worthwhile. Lisa Ann's $125.
Okay. It's not bad, but
$25
I bet
more than Whit Merrifield.
Are you sure that's not just a click message to Lisa Ann? Nope. $125?
Nope. It says book from 100. Well, I bet it says from, so it's probably going to be a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it does like, say $125.
Can you just say hello and wave? Okay. Well, because it's a special request, we're going to put $300 more on it. Okay. Yeah. So $400 on a wave hi to you. So with the
just had to point that out. Just had to point that out. Yeah. It's fantasy sports, guys. It's totally relevant. She's a fantasy sports analyst. So
she is
just
an
make
analyst.
Sure you understand right. that. Yep. Don't do it, Bogman. Don't do it.
Our boy Ronis. I know. Our boy Ronis has done many shows with her. I hear she's extremely nice. So that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she's also like the reason I didn't think it was, you know, because she's vapid or anything that she puts it so much. There's so many people that send her requests. I'm surprised that it's $125. There's just no way.
She has done videos for quite a bit more.
She has made appearances on film for much more money than that.
Yeah. Just pointing that out there. All right. So actually, Jose Quintana, also a pretty solid move. Quintana is one of those sneaky ones. I'm not a big Jose Quintana guy, but he always seems to get traded, and he's got like a month or two where he puts some stuff together. Got a 3.5 ERA, 3.79 xFIP. Only 3 wins with the Pirates this year, but he's gone over 100 innings. It's a low strikeout rate. It's a little bit too high walk rate, but he does not give up homers. Does not give up homers, and you got more run support. This is a dude that is a wins guy. This is just you get him in there. He's probably going to get you 5 or 6. He's got a really much better chance at a win here. I don't know if I would call him more than a streamer. It's tough to say, like, you would want Jose Quintana over Noah Syndergaard, but I think they're in the same camp. I would be watching him feverishly as you get closer to the playoffs and might even consider holding on to him with some deeper benches so other people can't stream him because the matchups might look really good. So both of those guys, he is much more rosterable. What do you think Quintana's owner? It's probably
20%, 25% is probably what I would say.
You nailed it. 25%. That's exactly what it is on Yahoo.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, this is the guy where you go, ooh, I want to go at Jose Quintana. And then you look at your roster and you go, I can't drop anybody for Jose Quintana. I know because I did that twice with Jose Quintana last night. So I think that's kind of the level that he is. So that's why I figured about a quarter, because I looked at a bunch of teams and there's just nothing to get rid of to add him. So,
yeah, and those are guys, you know, going through my ranks here, you know, those are guys that – Jordan Montgomery obviously was higher, but the St. Louis move, it's going to put him in a much better category of pitcher. There's still a lot of other pitchers. There's great, great pitchers on these lists. Like, it's not going to make him top 50 or anything like that, but it puts him in a like hold bench category. And Quintana, which was almost nothing as a Pirate to me, I think I'm going to put him in that general, like, Josiah Gray, Jeffrey Springs. I might even put him above Syndergaard as I keep looking at, just out of team context. I know that sounds weird, but Syndergaard ain't striking anybody out either. So I think,
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Raisel Iglesias is one of those great closers that looks like he could have lost a lot of value. He was traded to the Braves for Tucker Davidson and Jesse Chavez. Nothing to get there. Again, there were so many trades with prospects that had no real implications to this year or had any for guys that are going to have new time, you know, that there's no prospect is going to come up and get more run because a guy was traded. That's one of the weird things about this trade deadline. But Iglesias going to the Braves looks like he's going to be the setup guy, always pending Kenley Jansen's health. So you're probably going to get 20% of what you want out of Iglesias. Like if Iglesias were to get 15 saves rest of year as a normal closer, probably going to get 4. At best. And that's probably
Glad that Snicker came out and said that Kenley is still the closer. So at least for now, you know, we'll see what the health ends up looking like for Kenley and all that stuff throughout the rest of the year. But that's why you go out and you get Iglesias, is in case something happens with Kenley.
You don't have to wonder.
At least have a backup option. Yes.
But the problem is Iglesias was one of those like top 5 or 6 closer overalls that were drafted. And I felt like, you know what the funny thing was, he was like the lock guy. Like you didn't have to worry. Like there was some worry with Class A people had and trades here or there. And Iglesias just was like, well, no, he's just a lock. He's with the Angels. Angels are going to win some games. No one is vying for his job. Why would the Angels move off? And they did. And they just depleted their pitching staff on both sides. and they move him to a situation that really screws fantasy owners, where you're going to have to consider, if it's a straight saves league, you're going to have to consider moving on from Iglesias straight up. If there was someone like, I mean, here's a wild dude. Would you drop Iglesias in a straight saves league for Felix Bautista?
Yep, I knew that's what you're going to ask. Yeah, I would, because you know, one has the opportunity for saves and the other doesn't right now. So
yeah,
I think you'd have to do that move.
Now, if it were a save hold league, he might actually have raised his value.
Yeah.
Because now he's going to get holds in front of Jansen on a better team, and he got even better.
Right. Yeah. Super more opportunities for sure. So yes.
Brandon Drury, he's in the lineup DHing tonight. I don't know if you saw that. He is DHing in the lineup as we're recording this. He went for Victor Acosta. So Cincinnati picks up a guy I've seen a whole bunch of, who's been kind of relatively unimpressive. But again, I'll talk about him in the I'll talk about him on Prospect One. But Brandon Drury goes in. We don't have a full conference. I don't think there's a lefty tonight, right? Let me see. Who are the Padres playing?
They're playing the Giants, right? Or no, the Dodgers are playing the Giants.
Playing the Rockies. So Chad Cool is a righty, right?
Cool Chad.
Cool Chad, a righty. So they didn't throw him into a platoon of left, but you also don't have Tatis back. But I still don't think that's going to happen. Drury just going to probably be Mr. Flexible. A little bit of DH action, a little bit of second if they want, a little bit of outfield. They're just going to move him around and keep his bat in the lineup every time a lefty is out there. I love this move, and it just, you know, it's just more offense that makes him pretty solid. Eric Hosmer was traded to the Red Sox. I saw a lot of people like this one too. Do you like him in that Red Sox lineup moving forward?
I mean, it's a decent spot to be in. It's not bad, and it's a good ballpark for a lefty. So yeah, I think it's good for him.
And I'm looking here because you've got Devers back. They hit Duran one today. Tommy Pham was two. Devers, Bogarts, Verdugo five. Then Bobby Dalbec was seven. Arroyo was six. So you probably have Hosmer hit six.
Five or six. Yeah.
Somewhere after Verdugo.
Yeah, I think so too. That's a pretty good spot. Like I said, good ballpark for a lefty as well. So I think it's a decent spot for him.
You know, get me excited if they put him over Verdugo and he was hitting behind Devers.
That's what I was thinking too. So that, I mean, got a lot of experience driving in runs. Hosmer does. So, I think it's a good spot.
Joey Gallo traded to the Dodgers. I hate it. Who cares, dude?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says...
In this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league. Oh.
You know who kills me, Boggs? Freddy Peralta kills me with
eight
misses. Oh yeah, I told you they yanked his ass. He only went 3 2/3. They didn't want it. He got his pitch count up. It looked like his velo wasn't where it normally is. No, you know what? They're saying his fastball was up. Let me take a look at Freddy Peralta, because they're saying his fastball average was up two spots. Yeah, it was 92 last year, so it was 94.6 in this start, but the max was 96.8. I felt like that was a little bit down. Maybe I'm wrong. He was pretty main fastball, big changeup, sinker, only a little bit of slider. He did get whiffs on every single pitch he threw tonight, so he's kind of back at it. And the back end of the game, he was lights out up until that bottom end of the fourth inning, where he gave up two runs. He was up 67 pitches and they just yanked him. Also, Jacob DeGrom, who, let me go and pull this up. Jacob DeGrom, I don't know if you watched any of the start. DeGrom hit 102 on a pitch.
He always hits 102. Honestly, the velocity is part of why I'm afraid of him, because, you know, throwing that hard every time, that arm's going to fall off. It's going to fall into the dirt one time. It's going to be laying next to the rosin bag.
Does it with ease. He had the technical side was 101.6, but they'll round up. He had three pitches in his return that were over 101 miles per hour.
What a wuss. Only 101.6. Jeez.
And he had the top five fastest pitches in that game. Here's an interesting thing. He threw 59 pitches, I believe it was, in five innings. 13 were swing and misses.
Look at that. Like I said, if he's starting, he's the best pitcher in baseball. He just is.
50% 50% swing percentage on his slider. That's the 14 swings, 7 whiffs. So that's 50% whiff rate on that. And he had 5 whiffs on 23 swings on his fastball. So, you know, 12 of them came from the fastball slider combo. He only threw a couple changeups. This was over 50% fastball, 36% slider, and all of the pitches' velocity were up. His slider was up 1.5 miles. He was averaging essentially 93 miles per hour on his slider, which is bonkers.